Women of Character by Deborah Evans. Recording copyright 1995 by Deborah Evans. Based on the book Women of Character, copyright 1995 by Deborah Evans. All rights reserved. Today's Christian woman, caught between commitments and interruptions, longs for role models that will help shape a life of purpose, depth, and value. In Women of Character, Deborah Evans will introduce a number of biblical and historical figures whose lives exemplify six character traits of a godly woman: repentance, belief, surrender, obedience, worship, and service. In these character studies, you'll find challenges that are familiar. And though the stories span centuries, the pattern is clear. God's blessing comes most often when faith triumphs over adversity. These remarkable tales of seeking, serving, and purposeful living will help you to discover God's timeless plan for women of character.
Women of Character is meant to encourage spiritual endurance by telling the stories of 12 biblical and classical women whom the Lord loved. But it is also about six divinely supplied graces: brokenness, belief, surrender, obedience, devotion, and service that help us to rely on Christ's strength instead of our own. The condition of our hearts creates a continual need for ongoing confession and forgiveness, for turning away from sin and receiving God's mercy. Challenging life circumstances can quickly sidetrack spiritual growth, but we are not alone. The Scriptures show us, by example, how women of faith faced shame and were freed from bondage, lost a husband and moved on, surrendered their comfort and gained God's kingdom. In the Bible, we see women with a past transformed into women of character. The Bible reminds us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses from whom we are to gain encouragement as we run toward the finish line of our faith. As we share their stories, struggles, and victories, we link this rich legacy from the past to our lives today. Brokenness. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." In his Psalm of Penitence, King David expressed the value of spiritual poverty this way: "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise." Look up the word contrition, the classical term for brokenness, in your dictionary. It is taken from a Latin word meaning to wear down or grind to pieces. But the Bible teaches something different. It is when we have been broken up into tiny bits that we are close to our Father's heart. Brokenness opens the door for deeper fellowship with God. With nothing left to hide, our eyes open wider. We cannot fool ourselves any longer. We need Jesus to enter our broken places and mend our fractured hearts. My friend Catherine had exhausted her natural supply of spiritual strength. "I have nothing left to give," she bluntly announced one afternoon. "After all these years, I really don't feel any further ahead in my ability to love others the way that Jesus did. In fact, I've come to the conclusion that there's nothing here that's good," Catherine said, placing her hand over her heart and staring straight into my eyes. This was not a game. Catherine was perfectly serious. What was she saying to me? "I'm not even sure if I can describe it exactly," Catherine admitted. "I feel so worn out."